can't say goodbye. Won't you let me take it back?
All right, New River Valley, welcome back. This is Mark Tapp with Keith Weltons, and today we've got Nate, Big Nate, in the studio.
Is that the one I sent to you over the weekend?
Did you send one? Oh, yeah, you did send that. I was like, that was... 7 years ago. It was. I was wrong. That's exactly right. And I was thinking to myself, oh, no, what was he wrong about? It's like some kind of code or something.
Yeah. My son says that's his favorite song by him. I don't even recall that one.
I like it. Gosh, he's so talented.
I know. That song's 7 years old. Would you have guessed it, or would you have thought it was a new release?
This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Yeah. Really?
You know who that is?
I do not.
That's Chris Stapleton.
All right. That makes sense. I feel like we're seeing a resurgence, and I love it because I'm not the biggest country music fan, but I feel like we're seeing a resurgence of like what I like to call outlaw country. Mm-hmm. And it's going like... The one I listen to a lot, I love Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
I think he's fantastic in everything he's done, and I feel like we're kind of getting away from that pop country that just has...
He can try to find...
driven me nuts since the 90s.
He can try to find a little bit of that, and we can play some of that.
I'm sure it's one of... At least recently, it's one of... Little inside baseball. Mark uses my Spotify for the music, so I'm sure there's a lot of Zach Bryan on
there. I'm destroying his song list.
You can't do worse than my children. If I hear... Actually, it's been a lot of Oingo Boingo lately, which has been nice.
Oh, that's cool.
For a while there, it was like every day it was Frozen and then like a lot of show tunes. So like Spotify does this thing at the end of the year where they like go through what you listen to. Mm-hmm. And my number one genre last year was show tunes.
Oh, cool.
Like, this is not why I got
my
Spotify.
My life is falling apart.
What the hell? Why do we listen to Singing in the Rain 1,000 times?
You might eventually get One Night in Bangkok to kind of roll through because you've been kind of playing in that little world.
It's entirely possible.
Do you have Cody Jinks on there or Luke Bell? Any of those?
I did not.
Those are two good ones. Throw those in there. Right. So I was trying to use this pen earlier to make the ball of a beer better, and this pen is dead.
Well, so it says Mix 100.7 and Mix 100.7, and that went away 5 years ago, so I mean, it had a good shelf life.
Yeah,
we can never find pens around here. If it's kind of the rule around the station. If you find a good pen, hide it.
I'd save that pen. That's got some sort of intrinsic value to somebody.
You could
have a whole box of these.
Oh well, then I'll take.
I think you
one.
Could make an argument that if there was a profession that didn't need pens, it would be the radio.
Yeah, the radio world. I rarely write things down. We do have to, for FCC compliance, we do have to sign. I mean, essentially, it's a program log discrepancy sheet. Mm-hmm. We have to sign those every day when we reconcile, and that's the worst part of my day. Yeah. I hate writing. I'll type all day, but I hate writing.
Who knew there was, like, sort of a compliance aspect to radio?
Yeah, the guy making it up, the rules. Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to AM Hodgepodge. It's Mark Tapp. Big Nate's joining us today. If you've missed the first segment, don't worry about it. Big Nate downloads all of that content in order to be able to stream to your device. You can find us on AM Hodgepodge on Facebook, and you can also go to amhodgepodge.com. And, you know, that's kind of where you go. With that being said.
So I got something.
I know you would.
This is this kind of piggybacks on your ball over beer a little bit.
Okay. Which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah. And it's,
I will take credit for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
For being here.
For making it
you're just lucky you were here to be part of awesome. That's what it felt like.
So have you ever heard of Reggie Duvall Saint? Duvall Saint.
No.
All right. You shouldn't have. This is a guy who used to work for the banking industry.
Okay.
HSBC. And probably made pretty good money.
HSBC, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
HSBC. And he... one day was visiting his parents, and he didn't want to pay the steep price for going to a ball game.
Okay.
So he somehow ended up looking up an ad that was listed in Craigslist for a hot dog guy, beer a beer salesman at the ballpark. And so he got into the ballpark for free, and then he got paid to sell beer. And he enjoyed it so much that he decided he was going to get rid of it. He was going to lose the banking job and sell beer for a living in ballparks. But he wasn't going to stop there. He was going to do it in every NFL stadium and in every MLB ballpark. So he started that 7 years ago, and he has done every NFL stadium except for Minnesota.
It's cold there. You don't want to go.
Yeah, that's kind of a surprise.
Although it would be really cool to see, like, they got that giant Viking horn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's done every MLB stadium except for three. Do you want to guess one of which one would be, if you were to guess, which ballpark would be the hardest ballpark to get a job in?
I know these.
Wrigley?
I know. If we wrote them down, because there was a pen that operated in here, would we both say Wrigley?
I would think Wrigley would be hard.
Would we say Fenway?
I think Fenway.
And when we Fenway, I mean, and when we say Yankee.
Yeah.
So
those were to be the three, but my other one would be L.A.
So
Dodgers.
The three that he hasn't done, he just did Fenway.
Okay.
The three that he hasn't done, I'll give you two, and then I'm going to.
Is that because we got two of them?
No, I don't think you got any of them.
Oh, well, can we keep guessing?
The White Sox.
Man, how's that so hard?
I've been to that part of Chicago.
The Twins.
Okay.
And this other one is
Tropicana Park. I mean, at this point in time, you're so obscure.
It's a logistical thing. It's think about
Toronto.
Twins makes sense because he also hasn't done a Vikings game. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
But this is
he's a Philly guy.
Yeah, but so these are the hardest ones for him to get.
So one of the reasons, there's two things that are holding him up. One is some of these parks are union parks.
Okay.
And so you have to have seniority to get these positions.
And I would also say if it's low occupancy, there's not a lot of positions available.
Potentially, yeah. And then the other is, so Toronto, he has to get a work visa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been able to get one. He's applied, but he hasn't been able to get one.
Because he wants to just work one day.
Because there's no NFL teams in Canada. But yeah, Toronto would be tricky.
But the guy's making six figures.
Doing that?
Selling. So...
good God, I'm in the wrong line of work.
Yeah. So he
sell beer.
So listen to this. This is San Diego. In San Diego, he carried 48 water bottles. They're $5.50 each. 30 hot dogs. That's $9 a piece. 30 churros. That's $6.50 at one time. He would carry them at one time, and then he'd sell them all and go get more.
You get to be at the event. You stay in shape. You make money. There's no downside to this.
There is some.
Yeah. Last year in San Francisco, he lugged 144 16-ounce beers.
Jeez.
It said that's the equivalent of carrying the Dodgers center fielder Mookie Betts. So, and he actually had, I think, the biggest sale he ever had was...
Does it list his hourly rate? Because, I mean, you make bank in tips.
It's tips, yeah. I mean, he makes a lot of money in tips. But he had one guy spend like $4,800 buying the whole section beer one night.
Oh, wow.
That is a guy whose wife was very angry when he got home.
And one of his tricks, he'll go into the, you know, where the other vendors are, and I don't know what you'd call it, inside the stadium. Where everybody's forming a line to get something, and he'll just walk up to the line and say, you know, get your beer here, no line. Yep. And he can sell out pretty quickly.
And those are, if you're memorable enough, like there was a guy who we used to be, I mean, I'm sure my dad still is. We were season ticket holders for the Washington Nationals. And I mean, this goes back to the RFK days. There was a hot dog vendor who, like, I vividly remember his call for, like, get your hot dogs. And it was always like, it wasn't even particularly clever. It was just so sarcastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says some guys have a, kind of a shtick. He actually was at a Luke Combs concert selling beer, and Luke Combs was on stage, and he says, "Hey, beer guy, you got a Miller Lite?" And he says, "Yeah." So he shotgunned. Luke Combs shotgunned one of his Miller Lights.
Now, did Luke Combs pay, or is it like put it on my
I don't
tab?
Know.
Yeah.
I
think this is part of my freebie. Ride, or beer guy has to.
Yeah, I think that's a freebie.
Bring me a beer. I mean, yeah, you, no one's going to question you given that I would dig into my own pocket to pay for Luke Combs' beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Keith, Father's Day is coming up, I think.
Yep.
Right. You got any plans?
I do. I'll be in Florida.
Oh.
Is that good?
I thought you were going to empty the shed.
Is that a good plan? Oh, that's going to be done before I go.
Okay. Yeah, because you were saying...
get off the shed.
You were saying as your present, you wanted all the kids to come out or for what, an hour?
Nah, I just need minutes? 1 hour.
1 hour each. And they're just going to say keep or toss.
Yep, keep, toss, keep, toss, keep, toss, keep, toss.
So I have a system for that.
I'm going to slim down.
I just toss. I mean, I just toss everything.
Yeah.
I that's been my favorite thing. Like, I'll wait till the wife goes to bed because she wants to keep absolutely everything.
Really? So she's a
got
rat.
She's got stuff. She has a box, and I really just need to throw it out because it drives me nuts. From her first year of teaching, that was
this memorable stuff there.
11 years ago.
What if one of those kids becomes
it
famous?
It hasn't been opened once. I've moved it twice. I've moved it between. To an apartment into a house that we were renting and then into the house we owned. And I should have, one of those moves, I should have just been like, I don't know, it got lost.
One of those kids could become famous and then she's got artwork or a signed note or whatever it may be.
That'd be cool, but it's not even like stuff that students did. It's binders of like activities and she thinks that someday she's going to use them and she never has. Oh. Also, everything's backed up digitally.
Yeah,
she doesn't even teach those classes anymore. Yeah. I'm gonna throw them out. So they're gone. You've inspired me.
We do.
Don't tell Cindy.
We do a Facebook thing. Mm-hmm. It's not very active, but I'm on there every once in a while, and I'm gonna post something I thought was cool. I found a map of all of the oldest brewery in every country.
Oh yeah, cool.
It's really cool. You want to guess at which country claims the oldest brewery in the world? You really should get this.
Germany or England.
Man, your guesses are terrible today.
Denmark. Is it European? Is it Russia?
It is European.
Egypt. Turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Nate, Greece. You want to guess? Greek. It's European Greek.
I think ouzo is Greek, but I don't think beer is a big Greek thing.
Mm. Italy.
You are successful. At least you haven't named a continent yet.
Poland.
England.
Czechoslovakia.
Yes. The Czech. Yes. It's the Czech Republic. Mm. 933 AD is when they officially started the first.
That's not Ulrich or whatever, is it? Ura?
It's Brevnov.
Oh, that was my other
Brevnov
guess.
Monastery.
That was my other guess.
And I believe it's interesting. So as an example, the oldest brewery in China was started by a Polish man. and here's the other weird thing.
There's a joke it there was, somewhere
yeah,
that's
it was started by a Polish man to provide Russians with drink while they were building the rail, the Silk Road,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, between China and Russia.
Have you ever had a Chinese beer?
I've not.
Yeah. Sapporo, isn't it? Sapporo?
I thought that was Japanese.
It is Japanese.
Tsingtao?
I've had Sapporo. I'm pretty sure that's Japanese.
We've had Chinese beer, though.
Yeah.
Or did we technically have a Polish beer?
You had a Polish beer.
Is it made by Poland?
Well, the Polish guy started it.
Yeah.
Started that movement.
Most of them started. Most of the stuff is from other stuff. It's not from the same thing.
Germany says that they've got the oldest brewery. They started it in 1040.
Yeah, that's that castle one.
It's Wolfenstein. Weissenfant.
Castle Wolfenstein?
What?
No, that's a video game.
Weihenstephan.
Told you. Weihenstephan. It's Castle Weihenstephan.
Yeah. If you just
Mark's
say
pronunciation's
it,
garbage.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I guess I did.
It probably
some
does
German
say Wolfenstein.
But I'll, we'll post this.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I think if we come back, maybe we'll come back and talk a little bit about finance.
All right. That sounds great.
If we come back.
If yeah. If we come back in one
we're
going to
talk about it. We
may, that's a cliffhanger.
We may say, well, you know, the best of is better than what we got. So, but I think we'll come back.
Sounds great. Everybody stick with us. You're listening to
AM Hodgepodge.
Hey, Mr. Lemire, where's my friend? I went out on the town and I ain't seen him since.